You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about this insane villain writing that they are doing for Lily Winters, trying to make her look bad when she hasn't done anything that so many other characters have not done. In fact, she's actually behaving a lot better than most CEOs in Genoa City, and definitely behaving better than some of the guys, mansplaining to her why she is going too far with this lawsuit. We're going to talk about all that, but if you haven't, please click subscribe so you don't miss any of our Young and the Restless updates. So this week on YNR, I feel like we're seeing some truly terrible writing for Lily when it comes to Daniel and Heather and the lawsuit they are pursuing against Chancellor Winters. First of all, Lily says on Thursday's episode exactly what I've said here before. Daniel Romolotti came to them with an idea, just a rough concept and a couple of basic sketches. And then Lily invested a crap pile of money into developing a game, doing something Daniel never could have done on his own. Without her, he would have had sketches, a concept, no money in the bank, no game, no ex looking to get back with him, because he still would have been the loser he was when he rolled up on Daniel and she helped him out. The truth is, Lily made Omega Sphere happen. She bankrolled it, and she and Chancellor Winters own it. And Daniel knew that when he decided to betray her. And even if he hadn't cheated with Heather, he never owned that game. From the moment he signed the contract with CW to develop it, you know, it wasn't his anymore. If he was fired for any reason or quit and left the company, he still couldn't take it with him. That is how development deals work. If Daniel wanted to own that game, then he should have gone out and found investors, found the money, taken all the risks to finance it himself. But instead, he let Lily pay for it and Chancellor Winters take all the risk while he took a nice fat paycheck. That's how it works when you sell your concept to a company for development. So really, Daniel and Heather's cheating actually doesn't come into it. Simply put, Daniel doesn't own it. He never owned it. From the moment he started taking money and letting them develop and sign that contract, he owned nothing. And even if Chancellor Winters has to pay damages for, you know, an improper firing, they still wouldn't give him that game. They might give them some damages, but the intellectual property, it's very clear. It's very clear cut. It's very cut and dried. If you know anything about intellectual property law, which I happen to, and the business world, it wouldn't happen. Over and above all of that, we have Devon, Billy, and Nate weighing in on Lily firing the two cheaters, and all of them have told her she went too far. That's coming out of the mouths of three big fat cheaters themselves. Lily does not need to be mansplained to by her brother, her ex, and her cousin, who do not seem to know how to keep their pants zipped. Billy is a repeat cheater. Nate cheated with Devon's girlfriend and wound up assaulted and losing his medical career over it. And Devon got caught by his girlfriend playing hide the salami with Abby on the sofa of the apartment they shared. Plus, Devon slept with his dad's wife. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all of them can keep their opinions to themselves because they are all cheaters. And yes, I do know Lily had that little brief affair way back when she was with Kane Ashby, with that guy whose name I can't remember. She was boinking him at the GCAC. But Kane did her dirty so many times and in so many ways. I just didn't feel bad for him at the time, not a bit. And back to the corporate issue of Lily firing Daniel and keeping that game. It's kind of hypocritical for the Young and the Restless writers to write her as if she's some sort of villain when she is behaving so much better than most every other CEO in Genoa City. Think about Victoria Newman's absolutely appalling behavior over the last couple of years while she was running Newman Enterprises. She fired Adam simply for being Adam, even though he was doing an excellent job running Newman Media, and Victor let her get away with it, and so did the board, so did everybody, so did the writer. Spectres. And then she fired Sally Spector, who was doing a very good job, so that she could put Nate in her place because Victoria was trying constantly to get into his pants at the time. There is little doubt in my mind that what Victoria did with Nate was on the job sexual harassment. And eventually she wore him down and he said yes and started sleeping with her. And then she kept rewarding him with promotions. Just by the way, sexual harassment is defined as an imbalance in power. She was the CEO. Nate was an underling. She was offering him things. That is textbook sexual harassment. It doesn't matter that it was a woman doing the harassing. Textbook sexual harassment. Victoria's behavior was 1,000% worse than anything Lily Winters is doing right now. And that's not even mentioning the kind of horrible corporate shenanigans that Victor Newman has gotten into and Jack Abbott and all the other businessmen in town. You remember Billy Abbott running Jabot into the ground with his partying, gambling, that hideously named yacht Jaboat? And we know that Victor and Jack have both played dirty CEO with any number of their employees over the years, doing them at the office and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty much a double standard, the way that Lily is being written and being treated by the other characters like she's some sort of petty monster. And honestly, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard for Billy to say they should give up a multi-million dollar revenue stream and hand over this video game they paid to develop to Lily's loser ex-boyfriend simply because he was too dumb to realize he should break up with one woman before crawling in bed with another one. I think they should make a counter offer to Daniel and Heather that they will buy them 2 business class tickets on Southwest out of town if they promise never to return. That seems like a win-win. At the end of the day, I think Lily is doing a good job protecting Chancellor Winters from bad employees and bad employees that have been fired that are now trying to basically sue them out of corporate assets they have no rights to. Those two showed such poor judgment in their personal lives. I don't think they can be trusted on the job. You don't want employees that you know are going to run around, make bad choices, and tell big fat lies and go behind your back. What happened to Daniel and Heather to me is karma. I mean, they want to be together. That's fine. You're together, but that doesn't mean that you get to commit corporate highway robbery and run off with a game that you didn't pay for, you know? And I think all the men circling around Lily, telling her to cave in and appear weak as a CEO need to zip it. What I'd really, really like to hear is what Jill Abbott thinks about all this. We haven't heard from Jill, but Jill knows how it is to deal with cheaters and liars, and at least she won't be mansplaining anything to Lily Winters. In the end, to me, this is just not good writing. Very hypocritical that Josh Griffith wrote Victoria Newman being an absolute tyrant, showing blatant favoritism to the guy warming her sheets while crapping on her brothers and her mother. But somehow, in Josh Griffith's mind, he thinks Lily is the villain in this other storyline. Make it make sense to me. Terrible writing. Let me know what you think in the comments and be sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And definitely come back soon because we're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, it's your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt on your number one soap opera spoilers channel.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.